My dear friends, this is Dominic Solo. Thank you for joining us. You know, God leads us out of sin by his goodness, not by fear. I hear so many ministers put fear into people. You keep living like that, you're going to hell. You don't put those drugs down, you're going to hell. You don't stop doing this, you're going to hell. Could somebody show me in the Bible where Jesus Christ went to a sinner and kept threatening them with hell? Could somebody show me in the Bible where Jesus preached people into the kingdom with fear? To an individual, not a message to a group of large people, but to an individual. Do you see where he even did that to a small group of people? Did you see him training the apostles with threats of hell? Isn't it amazing we're in the 21st century and some people still preaching the gospel like the 15th century? Have they realized that everybody goes to school and gets an education now? Do they understand people's IQs are much higher now? Don't they understand that people start to see this as manipulation and control? That's what fear is all about. It's how devil controls people. It's how governments control people. Why would Jesus want to control us with fear when he says true love drives out all fear? Interesting. I want you to think about that. The next time you're sitting in church or Sunday or Wednesday night and the pastor starts causing you to be frightened and scared, raise your hand and ask him some questions about this. Why are you doing this? Why do you want me to be fearful? Why are you beating us up? The blood of Jesus has washed us clean. We want to know how to be righteous and walk in the righteousness that Jesus has given us. We want to know how to walk as the heirs to the throne. We want to know how to walk in our inheritance. We want to know how to walk as the new man. Why do you keep talking about the dead man that was crucified on the cross? My old man was killed on the cross with Jesus. So why do you keep talking about him? Then tell me, email me, inbox me, do something. Let me know what their face looked like. Watch their eyes and their lips close. Did the lips curl up? Is the minister got a demonic spirit he's dealing with? Is he fighting love himself? Is grace and mercy too easy? That's one of the biggest things in decades of ministry that I've witnessed, is that when people hear about grace, love, and mercy, it's always, oh, it's Candyman. Oh, you make it too easy. Well, that's what Jesus told us. We're putting on the yoke with him. We're carrying the yoke. He told us to bring our burdens with him. He'll make it light. What are you talking about? The Bible says don't let anybody take you from the simplicity of Jesus Christ. So, yeah, right. I want it easy. I don't want it tough. We bust our hump Monday through Saturday working. I work 7 days a week as a minister. I'm never off unless I run away somewhere for a couple of days, which I haven't been doing in a long time. I don't get a day off. The phone rings around the clock, emails around the clock, inboxes around the clock. I want my Christianity to be easy. I don't want it to be work. I want to be in the green pastures. I want to be by the still waters. That is people who really are hurting in their soul so big time that they want a mean God, an ugly God. Like that servant in the Bible who buried the talents because he knew his master was coming back and his master took things from places he didn't plant things and his master was a cruel God. Folks, Jesus Christ is a loving, compassionate God that we're spending eternity with. The cross of Calvary took all the wrath of the Father. God has no wrath left for his children who accept Jesus as Savior. We're not going to see any wrath ever again until Jesus comes back and the children of God are with the Father. Thank you, Jesus. This is Dominic Solo. You can email me at goodnews@gate.net. Goodnews@gate.net. God bless.